the lefty Brad Hand joins us here, Gwynn and Chris, along with Jesse Agler on 97.3 The Fan. Brad, how are you today, man?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Well, we're having a good time. We're hanging out. We're having fun. We're debating whether runs scored are more important than RBIs. I'm sure it's something you think about often. Not really?
No, not really. Just try not to allow any of those.
Yeah, that's right. You don't want either of them to happen.
No.
Exactly.
Hey, Brad, congratulations, man, on the All-Star selection. Well-deserved, man. You've been putting on a show for us San Diegos who come to watch you pitch whenever we get a chance to. You've had a remarkable turnaround in this game. I mean, you went from a guy that Padres claimed you off of waivers, I believe, and you come over here and you get to start new and fresh, and you proceed to put, I mean, two of the best years that we've seen here in a while from that closer spot, and really not just the closer spot, the setup spot, the eighth inning spot, wherever you want to call it. You've been called, you come in, and you get the job done. What has gone into the success that you've had here in San Diego?
Yeah, obviously, I mean, I didn't know where I was going to end up when I got designated by Miami. So I was, you know, fortunate enough to get claimed by the Padres. You know, they had a belief in me and what I was capable of doing, and they just gave me an opportunity to pitch more frequently out of the bullpen. You know, I got comfortable down there. I'd never been just a one-inning guy out of the bullpen. And then just working with Balls here, you know, he's a great, one of the best pitching coaches, I think. His game plan and the way he communicates things to the players is, you know, he's really good at his job. So, you know, just thankful for the opportunity they gave me here and, you know, kind of ran with it.
Brad, congrats again. My question is about the slider because it's probably the thing we discuss most when you come in. How different is that pitch for you now than when you first got here?
My first year here was my first full season ever throwing that pitch. I started throwing it at the end of I think 2015 when I was with Miami. So it's kind of a new pitch for me. And then my first year here was my first full year ever throwing it. So, you know, it's developed into, you know, obviously one of my best pitches and strike pitch for me. And, you know, it's been very key to, you know, the success that I've had.
Now, Brad, I had the opportunity to face you when you were a starter. You mentioned, and this was news to me, you just recently – at the end of 2015, started throwing that slider. You weren't throwing that beforehand. It was just the curveball and the fastball?
Yeah, it was just fastball, curveball, changeup. I mean, in the minor leagues, my curveball was always, you know, more of my out pitch. But every time I would come up to the big leagues, I would, you know, struggle throwing it for a strike. So, you know, guys kind of would just, you know, not even think about it because I wasn't able to throw it for a strike. So, yeah, I kind of needed something that I could throw more consistently for a strike, try to play around with the slider a little bit. You know, it was just an easy pitch for me to, you know, be able to throw for a strike when I was behind in the count instead of just pumping heaters in there.
Yeah.
So it was a pretty easy pitch for me. I mean, I hold it, you know, almost the same as my two-seam fastball, just turn it a little bit in my hand. So, yeah, I just found a comfortable grip that worked for me.
Brad Hand, the Padres All-Star closer, is with us here. Gwynn and Chris, Jesse Agler, also here on 97.3 The Fan. Brad, congratulations again on the All-Star. What does it mean to you? I would imagine you're the kind of guy that would like to take Kirby Yates and Craig Stammen and Balsley and right. Adam Simber and all these guys with you to Washington, D.C., because it's really been a group effort in the bullpen. And I think one thing that's impressed me is your willingness to come in, like Tony said, and pitch the eighth inning once in a while and get whatever outs that Andy Green asks you to get out. There's a lot of closers may not want to do that. But you guys have really become a great team down in that bullpen.
Yeah, we got a good group of guys down there. You know, we all just want to win a ball game, no matter what inning we're pitching in. We just want to win, or whatever it's going to take to win. You know, I think nobody's got too big a head on their shoulders that they can't pitch in, you know, any situation. So, you know, there's obviously like Kirby's first half. You know, I thought he might get the nod to go to the All-Star game. You know, he put up ridiculous numbers, and obviously, you know, I wouldn't be in a lot of those safe situations if it wasn't for those guys pitching in front of me most of the time. So, you know, we've had a good bullpen all year and just try to keep things going in the second half.
How quickly, when you got here and after you started working with Darren Balsley, did you feel things kind of like falling into place for you? Because it was pretty quick that you started to look great out on the mound. I'm wondering if there was a moment or a point when all of a sudden you were like, oh, I got this, whether it was the feel for the slider or the confidence, whatever it was. How quickly did things kind of fall into place for you when you got here?
I'd say it probably took, you know, maybe 2 or 3 weeks to get comfortable. I didn't know what kind of role I was going to be pitching in. I think right when I got here, I was pitching more of the long relief type of role. So I had some 3-4 inning pieces. Just working with Darren, he's got a good way of, you know, communicating, things that he communicates his things in a different kind of way, and that kind of relate with me a little better. So I feel like that's what, you know, kind of worked with me and him. Obviously, his game planning and preparation for games, he's one of the best. So I've been thankful to be able to work with Darren.
That's such a good point there, Brad, because I've always felt like Darren Balsley is one of the best pitching coaches at finding a flaw in a guy's swing and being able to identify it, and you guys just go to attacking it. Tell me, you know, Darren is a little quirky. What is your favorite characteristic about Darren Balsley?
I feel like he's got a new injury every day when he shows up to the ballpark, and he heals overnight. So he's had a little bit of a broken rib these past few days. So he tells us to take it easy on him. But he's just fun. He's fun to be around. He's a great pitching coach, great guy. We're all thankful that he's here in San Diego for sure.
Thing I'm happiest about, Brad, is that there's no trade rumors at all flying around here, and you're just going able to put all this stuff out of your mind, obviously, and go out and pitch and do your thing. Actually, I'm amazed that you're able to go out and do all this with all the stuff that goes on in the media and the social media in this day and age. So how are you dealing with it, and what kind of – how are you looking at this whole situation? I think everyone listening to this broadcast and interview would like to see you stay in San Diego, and I'm assuming you're probably in that group too.
I'd like to be here and win a championship here in San Diego. I try not to worry about all the rumors and everything like that. I heard them all last year, nothing happened. So I think it's more people around me, like my wife and family, that probably worry about it more than I do. It's out of our control, it's out of my control. So I like it here in San Diego, and I hope to be here for, you know, quite some time. But at the end of the day, it's out of my control. All I can do is worrying about going out there and playing in tonight's game.
Brad, we won't hold you too much longer. I got one more question for you. Yesterday on Fox Sports San Diego, we got to air the interview that you and Trevor Hoffman did. I just assumed that was a pretty cool experience to have Trevor sitting there interviewing you. How did you feel about it?
Yeah, I mean, it was awesome. I mean, Trevor's one of the best closers to ever play this game. So just to be able to talk to him a little bit, and he's around quite a bit, and he's just a great guy. Can't imagine, being his teammate back in the day. It had to be an unbelievable experience. Just anything that you can pick up from him or just talking to him, you can use your advantage. So it was a pretty cool experience for sure.